Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I can't think of a better place to be than right here behind this very microphone. It's a privilege to be here to share and interpret health information with you. Our number 877-726-8255, and that means that during the week, if a question should occur to you, or perhaps you have a comment on something that I've said, or you know something that you've experienced in the realm of health and nutrition, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
Should you still take statin medication if your LDL is 16?
Huh. That is a very interesting question, because an LDL of 16 is vanishingly low. And since you get these questions in advance, I preview these questions. I looked at this question and I said, maybe there's something lost in translation, because we have listeners overseas where there's a different system. There's a metric system. And cholesterol is usually reflected in a different way. So in the UK, a cholesterol of 16 might be very high. That's an LDL cholesterol in the hundreds, which is high risk. But it sounds like this is a domestic person with a U.S. accent. And so an LDL of 16 is extraordinarily low. But let me just comment, I don't know if this person got it right. There is a trend now to push LDL cholesterol very low in people who have high risk for cardiovascular disease. And what do I mean by high risk? Well, obviously, people who have heart attacks, people who have had stents, or people who have undergone bypass surgery, they're considered at a high risk. So they really want to get that LDL low. And it used to be if you had an LDL that was under 130, they'd leave you alone. Well, then they changed it. They said, okay, we want everybody to have an LDL under 100. And then they said, well, if you don't have cardiovascular disease, you can hang around at 100. But if you have cardiovascular risk, and by various calculations, most people do, they can figure out, maybe you had a family history of cardiovascular disease, your cholesterol is a little high, maybe you're a little overweight, maybe your blood pressure, you're on blood pressure medication. So then they'll want your LDL to be 70 or less. And there are even studies that suggest that people who are very high risk, they could do with virtually obliterating LDL, getting it down to 30 or less. I'm not sure how you get it down to 16, but there are drugs now. Statins won't do it. Statins are pretty potent, but they won't get your LDL that low. If your LDL is 16, that means that your total cholesterol is probably in the mid double digits. You have a cholesterol of, 72, total cholesterol, not HDL, not LDL. These drugs, some of the new injectable drugs like Repatha, can really obliterate your LDL, take it down to low double digits. And that would be the case if you, maybe I don't know, maybe you've had a heart attack or you've had bypass surgery or something, they really, really want to get it low, and you're saying, why in the heck is my doctor wanting to completely knock out my LDL? That may be the rationale, if indeed that number is correct, they just want to knock it down to really low double digits in an effort to save you from the ravages of cardiovascular disease. But I don't know. That would be almost Guinness Book of Records low LDL cholesterol. But who knows? Maybe it's right. 877-726-8255, our number. And, okay, so something broke this week. Interesting story. All during the pandemic, and I was in New York, we were exhorted by Dr. Jay Varma, who was the New York City Public Health Commissioner, to do the right thing. Stay home. Isolate in place. Don't go out in public. Do not attend events where there are large gatherings of people. Don't go to church. Don't go to synagogue. Don't go to a mosque. Don't go to a club. Don't go to a restaurant. Everything ground to a standstill here in New York. And I remember those days, you know, every day we watched the TV, we watched the mounting toll. We got reassuring fireside chats from our governor, Governor Cuomo. Little did we know that he made a misguided decision to send people from hospitals who were sick into nursing homes, thus spreading COVID. So there's an article here by a good commentator on the medical scene whose stuff I like, Dr. Vinay Prasad. He is a hematologist-oncologist, and he writes an article about Dr. Jay Varma, who, it turns out, got punked. He got punked by a journalist who got him to let his hair down, and he confessed that during the pandemic, he engaged in drug-fueled sex parties in the summer of 2020, the height of COVID restrictions. He and up to 10 people gathered in a hotel room naked and took Molly, a drug. And he said that he did it because he needed to blow off some steam, because he had a very responsible job. I mean, after all, he was in charge of the response to the pandemic here in New York City. So, hey, he had an excuse. I mean, he had to engage in these drug-fueled sex parties because he needed to blow off steam. But what about the rest of us New Yorkers who were homebound, frustrated, thwarted from our daily activities? I couldn't go to the office. I had to do telemedicine for weeks with my patients who were reaching out to me. I didn't go to drug-fueled sex parties. Meanwhile, children were shut out of schools. Elderly people died alone in hospitals. Like, you couldn't, if your relative was dying, you could just wave to him through the window. You couldn't even go into the room and hold their hand and experience their last moments of life on earth. And even outdoor funerals were shut down. Well, why in the world did that make sense in terms of the science? I have no idea. People were jogging with masks, or they were prohibited from going to beaches. Cops would roust you if you were on a playground. Varma appears to be caught on hidden cameras. And this, according to Vinay Prasad, is really an example of what's wrong with public health these days, because it's do as you say, not as I do. And you had many instances of this. You had legislators and governors going to restaurants when they told their citizens to stay home. You had people getting hairdos. They had, when they told you that you had to let your hair grow, and I ended up looking like I looked like in college, with like a hippie, because I couldn't get a haircut. And so we had all kinds of circumstances. Nancy Pelosi got her hair done regularly. Gavin Newsom was caught at the French Laundry restaurant. Gretchen Whitmer went to Florida. And so it's kind of in character that Varma, he's a member of the elite. These are the people who are above us and make decisions on our behalf, in our interest. And so it's not a coincidence that this guy, Jay Varma, got another job. He's no longer working for the CBRE. He's working for an outfit that makes drugs against bioterrorism. He had a $1.5 million salary. And according to Vinay Prasad, he's a really good scientist and critiquer of studies. One of their lead drugs is a drug that purports to be against the monkeypox, which was thought to be potentially unleashed as a weapon of bioterrorism. But how do you get governments to stockpile lots of worthless drugs? Well, you hire influencers like Jay Varma, and you give them a big salary, and they know how to talk to the right people to get governments to buy up stockpiles of these purported anti-bioterrorism drugs. Well, when the news got out about his, shall we say, indiscretions during the pandemic, his hypocrisy, Varma was fired from his job. And I say, good riddance. You know, karma is a bitch. And, you know, that's what happens when your hypocrisy is fully revealed. But it's worse that public health officials pushed policies that they themselves did not believe in, policies they felt did not apply to elites like themselves. So, for example, Governor Newsom's kids went to private school, while other kids in California attending public schools lost grade levels and lost proficiency, perhaps never to be recovered. So the people who are making edicts are often the very people for whom the rules don't apply. And it's, I think, a teachable moment about some of the worst aspects of public health these days in America and across the world. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And when it comes to cardiovascular disease, a lot of people have tried diets. But diets can be problematic when it comes to cardiovascular disease, because a lot of people, it's more the reality than the rule that when people undertake diets, they don't lose weight and they yo-yo. They backslide. They regain all their weight. And so there's an article here that talks about yo-yo dieting and its relationship to cardiovascular disease. Can cycles of dieting increase your risk of heart attack? And in an animal model, in rodents, alternating a high-fat and a low-fat diet promotes plaque buildups in arteries by modulating the body's innate immune response. In other words, the body can't handle it. It's like upregulate, downregulate. Ultimately, it's as if you ambush your arteries by, you know, you kind of lull your arteries into complacency when you're on a good diet, and then you slam your arteries with bad stuff, sugar and harmful fats. And I got to say, a lot of this research in animals, that their high-fat diet is not a high-fat diet like the Harvard medical student went on with fresh eggs, 24 a day. They often use a form of synthetic saturated fat like Crisco, which is, you know, sort of bioengineered, industrialized version of what was once lard. So anyway, so yo-yo dieting accelerates heart disease. Well, now we've got a situation where we have various ways to forestall cardiovascular disease. We have statin drugs, and we have even more powerful drugs, the PCSK9 inhibitors. And now they're drugs that reduce inflammation, like a form of newly approved form of colchicine. We'll even have drugs that can lower Lp(a). They're coming on stream probably in a year or two. And on it goes. But it turns out that one plausible drug for reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, and demonstrated in studies, semaglutide drugs, GLP-1 agonist drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and probably also Mounjaro, have been shown in studies to reduce the risk of heart disease. And so the question arises, there's so many people who are prone to cardiovascular disease, and you want them to be protected, but we know that overweight is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, just like cholesterol and Lp(a) and all that other stuff. How can you deny them the right to take a potentially life-saving drug? And it's kind of interesting because there's an article here in Science Daily, the heart of the question, who can get Medicare-covered weight loss medication? And they just did a study on this. The problem is they just approved the use of and Medicare payments, which will substantially reduce costs to users of these expensive drugs, if they had, quote, established cardiovascular disease. The problem is there's no definition of established cardiovascular disease. Does that mean you've had a heart attack? Does that mean you've had a stent or a bypass? Or does that mean merely that you have very high risk? And, you know, some people have had stress tests that are abnormal. They have angina. They have abnormal coronary calcium scores. Or they have hypertension and diabetes, which are known to be risk factors. So the problem is that this could be very expensive if only those with a history of heart attack or stroke, that's the minimum, are allowed to get it under non-diabetes approval, and only 30% of them start the drug and stay on it for a year. The cost of Medicare could top $10 billion at current prices. Bernie Sanders is sounding off in Congress. He yelled at Lars Jorgensen, who's CEO of Novo Nordisk, who defended the high prices of the drugs. He said, from a moral perspective, does it bother you knowing that keeping the prices of Ozempic and Wegovy so high could lead to the preventable deaths of thousands of people? He alleged that 40,000 additional people would die annually unless Novo Nordisk makes the drug more affordable. And so there you have it. These drugs are going to cause our healthcare system to tank.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, rolling along and taking your questions. 877-726-8255 is the number to call to record a question, so let's hear one of those.
I'm a 78-year-old female who has an issue with belly fat. I've always been thin, especially around the waist, and now it looks like I am pregnant. I eat relatively well. I take supplements. I eat, vegetarian. I do the right things, and I exercise, and I can't seem to lose this weight around my belly, and it's really. And I'm vain, and of course it's my health. So, can you comment on this issue? Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, that is an interesting question, and God bless you for, just trying to keep up with appearances, because as you age, sometimes you let things go to pot, and vanity, thy name is woman. really, that's a good thing, because your vanity is prompting you to take healthy measures to ultimately extend your longevity and safeguard your health. So first of all, there may be something going on with you because you managed to have your svelte figure up until a certain point. And as you age, there's no question that there's a tendency for muscle to decrease and fat to increase. The metabolic rate slows down. People can't be as active. They're not burning off calories as well. And so there is a tendency to gain weight. I think older Americans are divided into two basic categories. The ones that become extremely thin and emaciated and frail, maybe that's 15%, but the remaining 85% end up being butterballs. They gain a lot of weight and store fat. That may not be, although it's a cosmetic problem, it may not be such a problem because it's been shown that especially past a certain age, when you're 75 or 80, that having a little bit of a reserve of fat may help you to overcome health crises. Being, ultra thin, Twiggy model thin may not be that much of a sign of health, although cosmetically it's desirable. There could be something like hypothyroidism going on, sudden onset of hypothyroidism causes your metabolism to slow down. It could be, a diabetic thing, there could be a problem. But another thing I'll point out is that as you get older, There's a little bit of a laxity of your abdominal muscles. There really is. And so to have a washboard abdomen, especially if you're a female, you lack androgens. Yeah, you could, you know, men take testosterone and, you know, maintain a flat belly. But it's a little hard for women to take that because of the side effects. It's hard to have, you know, a perfectly flat abdomen. Okay. So, you know, the love handles develop. And there's also a little bit of laxity of the collagen that holds your tissue together. That just happens. And even among the fittest octogenarians, you're going to see a little bit of a pot, a little bit of an overhang, you know, maybe some love handles. And they may be metabolically fit and yet cosmetically not comparable to a 35-year-old athlete in terms of their physique. Okay. So the other thing point is you mentioned you're vegetarian and you may believe that that is the ultimate expression of a healthy diet. But a vegetarian diet tends to be, you know, of necessity. It tends to be high in carbohydrates and high in starch. And over time, that may take a toll and cause you to store excess energy as fat. And if you want, and I look, it's tough for sometimes people to do this because they're ideologically committed to a vegetarian diet. If you flip the script and eat a very low carb diet, you may find some of those pounds melting away. It just may. You just may. I'm not saying for sure, but that is a way towards improving body fat percentage for the vast majority of people. So that may be the fault, is that, you know, you, in your belief is that you exercise to the extent possible and you're on the best conceivable diet, vegetarian diet, very low fat diet. No, flip the script on diet, drop the carbs, use fat as your source of healthy fats, as your source of energy, and get adequate protein to support your musculature, because lack of muscle tone also makes you look kind of saggy, and that may work for you. Yeah. 877-726-8255, our number. Are you tired? Well, it seems like a universal problem these days. Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And it's all about the mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cell. Mitochondrial theory of aging means that as your mitochondria lose efficiency, your energy output decreases, and the consequence, you feel more tired. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue, but there is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's anti-factor lipids. Been talking about anti-factor lipids for a long time. They're identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes of your cells and your mitochondria. Both have membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. If you're young, well, this may be the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using anti-factor for years. Don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com. All right, let's talk about some football. It's football season, and I got to say, I'm all in on football. And sometimes the games are a little boring, so I sit with my laptop and I, you know, read some stuff and, you know, look up occasionally if there's a good play. But, yeah, I spend an inordinate amount of my time watching football. And the other day I was watching Derrick Henry, who plays for the Baltimore – I'm sorry, the Baltimore Ravens. Used to be with the Tennessee Titans. He was traded – and he's an amazing running back. He's just killing it in yards. They couldn't, very difficult to bring him down. It's like bringing down a charging rhinoceros. I mean, this guy is so strong. And so I looked it up. What is his regimen that makes him so strong? First of all, the guy is 6'3". He weighs 247 pounds. So most of you out there, if you are 6'3 and you weigh 247 pounds, you're in trouble because your BMI is 31. Over 30 is obese. But this guy is built like a rock. And his workout, according to his financial advisor, is estimated to cost $240,000 per year. He employs a personal chef who prepares every meal for him. He stays away from fried foods, gluten, dairy, or artificial sugars. He eats kale, an avocado, or a banana before practice to get something in the system. That powers this guy. Kale, an avocado, or a banana. The 30-year-old says that his first meal doesn't come until 1 p.m. So he's doing intermittent fasting, which burns down fat during the off season. And during the season, his first meal is 4 or 5 p.m., followed by one other meal around 8 p.m., which is huge. He eats 3 chicken breasts, some rice and broccoli at the meals he has. He has some gluten-free pancakes, scrambled eggs, diced potatoes, home fries, and some steak. He takes IVs containing coenzyme Q10 and other nutrients 3 days a week. He doesn't take any days off. Amazing feats by this guy. And speaking of football, there's another guy who's in contrast to Derrick Henry. He's in trouble. Tua Tagovailoa is a quarterback for Miami Dolphins. And he just experienced his third concussion of his NFL career, which is a blow to the Dolphins because he's going to have to take himself out for, you know, indefinitely. Because concussions are cumulative. They keep mounting. And the danger in terms of permanent damage to the brain increases with each successive concussion. So he's going to have to make a decision about whether he wants to continue his football career. He was placed on injured reserve. He may retire. Here's the ironic part. He was knocked out on the field when he was tackled after a collision with Damar Hamlin. Where have I heard that name before? Damar Hamlin. He plays for the Buffalo Bills, who were then playing the Dolphins. Remember Damar Hamlin? He was the guy who had the near-death experience and was clinically dead on the field and was revived miraculously because of swift action by the folks on the sideline. He was the one who dealt the decisive blow, knocking Tua Tagovailoa unconscious. What an ironic turn of events. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, just mention that, you know, we're talking about these head injuries. This story, 1 in 3 former NFL players believe they have CTE. Now, CTE is a controversial diagnosis, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Now, this survey is not an actual survey to show whether these football players have CTE. They just feel like they have CTE. They feel slowed mentally. They're tired. They're in pain. They're demotivated and depressed. So it's a very high rate among former NFL athletes who volunteered to complete a questionnaire. And this is a controversial diagnosis because it could be diagnosed by MRI, but sometimes doesn't show up on MRI. But it is the result of cumulative trauma to the brain, which a lot of athletes experience, you know, starting in high school, college, and then in their professional careers. How many times have they been concussed? And, you know, sometimes it's obvious and they're taken off the field, and sometimes it's just not so obvious. And they may experience long-term damage in this very, very brutal, but very, very appealing and addictive game. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend, and our number 877-726-8255. Jot that number down in case you have a question, because we love to hear your questions, and if you send us a question via voicemail, we'll air it on the program, and we'll answer it, as we're about to do with this one. Let's hear it.
I had my colonoscopy and endoscopy done, and they did find in the endoscopy, and this is where I'd like your opinion, what she noted was that I have a reflux, esophagitis, and gastritis, which gastritis, I guess, is irritation of the stomach. But I would like more information on what to do or how I can help this reflux esophagitis. I do not, knock on wood, I do not have any symptoms, but obviously that's what she said. So just wanted to know what's your advice, a diet, or what I should avoid. I really appreciate any information that you can give me.
Okay, so the kind of an interesting instance of finding a problem where there is no problem, because I get it that there have to be routine colonoscopies. Colonoscopy is one of the ways to screen for cancer, but unless you're, you know, perhaps you're anemic, you know, that would be a reason to do an endoscopy to see if maybe you have a bleeding ulcer. Or if you're very symptomatic, you know, say, you know, you have chronic pain, stomach pain, or pain in your behind your breastbone, there's not a reason for routine endoscopic screening. All right, you're difficulty swallowing. Yeah, sure, I get it. So I just don't understand why this was done, but it does suggest a potential liability for a couple of reasons. One is that this could get worse and you could have reflux, uncomfortable symptoms. Number two, it is possible, although remotely, I don't want to scare you, but remotely, that, you know, chronic inflammation can lead to changes in the cells, a precancer, etc. Usually they screen for that. They look for what's called Barrett's esophagus, which apparently you didn't have, and they didn't say, oh my goodness, you need to go on ulcer medication. Doesn't sound like it. So they just say, incidental finding, you got a little inflammation, no biggie. So what you can do, you know, it kind of depends. from person to person. But it turns out that a lot of people who are symptomatic with reflux do better on, once again, a low-carb diet. This is actually an incidental finding in the office of Dr. Robert Atkins. You know, everybody, it was like a one-size-fits-all. He put everybody on a low-carb diet. You know, they lost weight. Their lipid profiles improved. Blood pressure came down. And blood sugar improved. And, oh, by the way, a doctor came in to do a study of Atkins patients because he was just curious, like, does this really work? And when he did a study, he found that, incidentally, a lot of people who had digestive problems, heartburn, it was alleviated when they went on the low-carb diet. So low-carb diet, you know, avoid, obviously, inflammatory things. Don't take aspirin, you know, frequently. Don't take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs frequently. And a lot of people are taking popping Advils, ibuprofen, Motrin, you know, all the time. And this can be a cause of erosion. It's one of the major causes of gastric irritation and esophageal erosion. So, you know, to kind of customize that, I have you see a nutritionist and maybe, you know, get some precision on a type of elimination diet. But the only thing, and if you're asymptomatic, the problem is the only way you're going to find out if it's improving things, I mean, it's, pain is not the metric here to determine if this is benefiting you, whatever dietary change you're undertaking, it would be a subsequent endoscopy. And you really don't necessarily need to have that, in my opinion, you know, if all else is well. So there you have it. All right. This item is interesting because we talk a lot about the benefits of hydration. You know, drink a lot of water. Water is good for your health. But there's little proof that that really is the case from studies. Big study out of Japan. Over 63,000 individuals, middle-aged Japanese, were followed. And they calculated their water turnover. Now, the problem is, like, if you ask somebody how much water you drink, you know, you can, it's all over the place. You know, people exaggerate, they minimize, they miss it. But they actually used a form of calculation that's based on deuterium-labeled water. So this actually is a more accurate way of assessing whether they were reporting accurately their water intake. It turns out that the water turnover range with the lowest risk for dying was 3,000 to 3,300 milliliters per day in females. That translates to 12 cups per day. Now, that's not all water from drinking water. It's also liquids in your diet. For men, 3,500 to 3,700, that's 15 cups of fluid per day. Water deficiency levels were associated with all-cause and cardiovascular disease mortality in both sexes. So yes, hydration is indeed important. Well, thanks very much for joining us. So remember, your go-to for all things intelligent medicine is drhoffman.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcasts. We've done some great ones this week. Follow us on social media. And have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.